all about radio when I found my dad's shortwave he bought in the Navy, when he was in the Navy. He had a transoceanic D7000. And, so anything, after I found that, and I, you know, just turn around and, you know, listen to the big broadcasters, Radio Moscow, BBC, stuff like that, but I was hooked. And so when something like that came on, the radio involved, I was glued to it, yeah. Just like, what is it, Last Man Standing, Tim Dick, which is his real name, but always, I love that show where he got the ham radio into it. I haven't seen the new one he's in, but I think some people got into the hobby because of that, too.
You know, what really, I really liked radio when I started hearing the Police and Fire and all that, and then the CB, then ham radio. But then, after I got into ham radio, you know what really struck me as interesting is Wi-Fi radio and, like, cellular, LTE, 5G, all that stuff. And what I began to start noticing is patterns that a lot of this technology is some of the same, like the Wi-Fi technology that we use today. Wi-Fi 7 is the latest Wi-Fi technology. But if you break it down, it's kind of cellular on steroids. So cellular kind of follows the same traditions of Wi-Fi, how Wi-Fi uses MAC addresses and IP addresses to identify things, and how cellular uses IMEI, which is serial numbers, / MAC addresses, and SIM IDs. So I really kind of like the way that wireless introduces itself into the Internet of Things, Wi-Fi and cellular, the like. And I've been really following it on Wi-Fi using my own network skills here at home with a Ubiquiti network I set up. But I just find it all fascinating how you can travel data and voice through data channels on the Internet. Back to you, WCAD, double UHCNC.